This week's episode has been brought to you by the generous donation of $50 from the sexy, the wonderful Laura. You too could be a hero by going to thedadpodcast.com, clicking on one of the links on the right-hand side. For just $24 a year, you could change our lives. Enjoy the show. Hello and well, that is hot. I apologize.
It's hot in here.
All right, let's turn that down. Daddy was doing voiceovers earlier. There it is. That's the sweet spot. Hello and welcome to the Dad Podcast, everybody. Episode number 147. Does that sound right to everybody? It should be, because that's the number I have
so.
In front of me.
That's a lot of episodes.
Fantastically, we have the wonderful and the beautiful and the amazing and the smart Rachel Gibbs here with us in studio.
Hi, guys.
Be still my heart.
I'm going to try and take some deep breaths and calm down. Paco witness. Listen, I'm going to be honest. I threw a little bit of a hissy fit in here about maybe 10 minutes ago.
Did he ever?
Really? I missed it?
Yeah, here's the thing. From now on, if you tune in live and listen to the show a little bit early, I'm going to leave the mic open just in case I throw a hissy fit like that again.
Yes, I was not fast enough with my camera to capture it.
We have had so many issues with streaming the show live and taking phone calls that if we have our fantastic sex and family therapist in studio, I cannot have the phone calls go down. I cannot.
Right.
That has to be a lock is my issue here. And so what I did was I was like, I'll use my ISDN that I have. In fact, I'm going to reach back here and shut that door so we don't have that stupid.
Oh, that actually was much better.
Damn.
Much better.
Doesn't it sound nicer, right? You feel good. Oh, we're taking a picture. Ooh. Instagram, holla in the street when you see a player. That's not the way you say it. So anyway.
Oh, boy.
So what was happening is I have to enter in a show identification number.
Yes.
Followed by the pound sign.
Uh-huh.
No joke. No exaggeration. For close to 15 minutes straight. I was entering that show number followed by the PIN number in my head. What my finger was doing is hitting the pound sign first. So what the automated system that we use to accept phone calls kept saying, you did not enter a show number. Goodbye.
Yes.
And then hanging up on me. And I was like, oh, hell no.
I saw about six of those attempts, and I thought that shouting motherfucker was part of the code.
It's what I do.
That'd
it's
be
speech
a great
recognition.
Password.
Yeah.
Motherfucker. You're accepted.
Oh, my gosh. All right. So I'm good now. I'm good. We had a fantastic meal with Rachel and fantastic
amazing.
Kyle, her boyfriend, is in studio. And I will ask him a question momentarily, but let's get into some. We'll get into some mail, and then we'll do Rachel Gibbs because we have some fantastic mail coming in. Most of it is just one voicemail that I want to play.
You've got mail. Excited.
What's this? A letter for me.
Keep those cards and letters coming.
All right. So here's from Denver Drew, who said he wanted to listen live. But unfortunately, he could not because of this right here. So let's see if this will. Oh, turn it up. Hold on. Nope. We're going to go back again. And we're going to try this from there. We go.
What's going on? It's the Butcher Drew. Just calling in to give you guys a ridiculous story. I was headed to a meeting this morning while re-listening to the last episode when a teenage driver decided to pull out in front of me and I smashed her car easily going 55 miles an hour. After the car stopped and the airbag and everything stopped smoking, I realized you guys were still playing in the background and the teenage girl and the cops heard Justin talking about being lying naked in the hotel room. Not a good look for your boy. Just figured I'd give you a heads up that even in shitty times, you boys are a good sense of relief. So have a good one. Look forward to the show tonight with that fine redhead, Dr. Rachel.
Hello.
Have a good one, boy. Later.
Yes. poor bastard just plows. That's a poor turn of phrase for me to say plows right. a teenager, but still. He rails her. There is no win.
No.
I'm just going to no I'm gonna plow. I
he bangs.
I can't get out of it, guys. No. I'm stuck in a hole. There's nothing I could do.
That doesn't work either.
He crashes, smashes, smushing. What's the one that the Jersey Shore ruined? Smushing. That's what the Jersey Shore kids are calling it.
Jersey Shore ruined everything.
Let me get my bifocals.
Yeah.
I've never seen that show.
There was a moment as he was leaving. I mean, you, I think, had heard that before, but I hadn't.
Uh-huh.
And I thought, you know, he says, and the teenage girl, and we were all sort of already giggling. Was dead. I was expecting the next thing to just be a horrible turn.
Anyway, have a good show, y'all. See you later.
And then Justin decided to play that at the beginning.
Well, he would, is the thing.
Yeah. So I'm sorry, Drew, that you're in an accident, and I hope you're feeling better by the time you're hearing this, but I am not sorry that that you that you were uncomfortable in front of a police officer and a minor.
Yes.
Listen, we can put the explicit tag on there. That's all we're obligated to do.
True.
You know, it's much like online gaming. You know, they can't be responsible for your experience during online play.
Mm-hmm.
So there's that. So no, all the rest of the emails that we have are fantastic questions for the wonderful
Retro Gibbs. Oh,
great. But before we get into that, Paco, I think, already knows where this is going to go. This is a lap that I go around every time we have somebody who is a relationship expert. So do me a favor, Kyle, if you wouldn't mind, please, belling up to the mic. I always want to know this. And I'll be honest. I've only asked this of one other person. We had Dr. Tina Payne Bryson. She's a child development specialist. And her husband came in, husband of at least a decade or so.
Yes.
And,
a man of letters.
I'll be honest. He let me down a little. But I don't want to drive you in any direction. Okay?
I'm not nervous at all.
Don't be. And you might have to, I'll turn it up a little bit, but you might have to get right up on that mic
closer,
there for you.
Better.
You can move it towards you. That whole thing moves.
Better?
Just pull it. Just pull the whole thing.
I'm trying.
There you go.
On the wrist. Perfect.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. So what is it like when you are dating someone who is an expert in psychology? How do you have an argument with someone who is, you know what I mean? She's been to the emotional equivalent of Bud's training. You understand? Like a Navy SEAL of emotional awareness. How do you get in that cage you know what I mean? I know I haven't said it yet. You've already got it, but I'm just saying you're an emotional thunderdome. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
How do you come out of that alive?
You managed to ask literally the worst possible question because my parents are hippies,
uh-huh,
and they raised me to communicate.
Okay.
So when Rachel comes to me and she's like, we need to talk about this, and we use our communication terms that she learned from therapy, I'm ready to go.
Oh, you've already got it.
I'll go toe-to-toe.
You know the vernacular.
He can go toe-to-toe.
I can go toe-to-toe.
Oh, really?
Absolutely.
Oh.
Yeah, unfortunately, there's no, like, dirt on that or, like, secret thing I have to do. No. I'll just go toe-to-toe and be like, this is how I feel.
I like it.
And this is why I feel that way.
He's pretty intense. He's actually better than me sometimes.
Here, you could get right on there, too, because it sounds like you're across the room. I'm
He's
sorry.
Actually better than me
Is it
sometimes.
Weird that
really?
We're both on it at the same time?
No, now it's getting real.
I'm getting a little turned on.
Yeah, no, listen. Listen, they're sharing a mic. They're sharing their feelings, everybody. It's getting real. Listen, it's not only sexual for you when Rachel Gibbs is on the show. Sometimes it's getting, let me turn the AC up. Down a little notch.
It is a little warm in here. I think it's Paco, though.
It's a little musky. Yeah. He's already cleaning his glasses. They're fogging up.
They're all steamy.
It's like fucking prom night at the drive-in in here. All right, well done. You nailed it, Kyle. Thank you very much.
Thanks, babe.
I like it that you guys, what I like is that he says he could go toe-to-toe, so I feel like you guys have your own, like, 50 Shades of Freud situation going on, like, where he's just let it go.
It takes a lot to deal with me, so.
Really? I find that hard to believe. I'll be honest with you.
That's
no,
nice.
Kyle, he says it takes
He's
a lot.
He's nodding. I'm glad none of my clients can see his face right now. Yeah. He's like, oh, God.
And none of our listeners can hear him nod.
Yeah.
It's theater of the mind. He was never here, guys. That was a soundbite. Yeah. Anyway. Oh, well, that's good. Let's get into it. So we had a great email that came in. This is actually months ago that this email came in.
Before the last time?
Yes. Oh, no, it was not before the last time we had you on. So maybe it's not quite months. Yes, Paco.
I'm going to interrupt for one
Please
second.
Please do.
Could you play a little intro for me?
Oh, that's right. Paco in my frazzled state.
I know.
Even told Rachel about it.
I'm so excited about it.
I was afraid to say it and then have you go, I had plans.
I did not. I would have totally mowed over it and I would have been angry. Paco, listen, let's heap some praise on Paco. Paco has had this written. This is a little theme song that he wrote for Rachel. He's had it for at least a couple months, right? I want to say.
Oh, my God.
It's been at least 6 weeks. Probably longer.
Listen, I'll tell you one thing. This is already overselling it, but it makes it that much better. We've had two trips to the studio.
Two strips? That's a Freudian.
We did a pass. Yeah, right? We did a pass. It was completely clothed. And I said, you know what? You don't feel loose. So I said, strip down to your skivvies. Let's do it let's do it Holiday Inn style for anybody else who's in a car crash. Buck ass naked. There you go, Mr. Officer. By the way, it was the other person's fault. The person who listens to this podcast is impeccable at driving.
Exactly.
So he stripped down naked, stood right where he's sitting right now, and belted out this fantastic theme song for our lovely and wonderful Rachel.
She answers our questions. She helps us get laid. She dispenses advice and she doesn't get paid.
Unfair. Unfair.
Her first name is Rachel, our maiden most fair. She's not quite yet a doctor, but we really don't care. Got a mouth like a trucker. Got a heart made of steel.
Paco, get it,
she's
man.
A
Love
smart
it.
Motherfucker. She's the real goddamn deal. So warm up the bottle and strap on the bibs. Let's give a long listen to the good Dr. Gibbs.
Rachel Gibbs is not a doctor. The opinions expressed by her should not be regarded as medical instructions. They are intended for entertainment purposes only.
There
that
you go.
Is the best thing I have ever heard, Paco. You are getting the biggest hug.
All of that very created good. And written and wow. performed by the amazing. Listen, I delved in there for the yeah. announcer type, but that was all.
Well, you're
written.
Like the Quincy Jones.
Yeah,
I'm
yeah.
like sweating right now. That got me like
get you a little hot.
Yeah,
bottom.
I think I'm going to put that on my website.
Between
there you go.
when someone logs on, that's what right. plays.
Between that and the pre-show wine and Playboy.
Yeah, right.
This is how awesome Rachel is. She's perusing the Playboy pre-show while sipping some wine, the fantastic Playboy that yes. Paco purchased me for me.
It's pretty awesome,
yeah,
actually.
Listen, I haven't even had a chance
and
to go
And for the record,
it.
None of those pages are yet stuck together.
Right? That's what I'm saying. That is, yeah. Those are unsullied Playboy, Playboy pages. Playboy pages. Let's see. I got to find this now because I want to make sure I do it right. I didn't get to do my usual show prep because I was too busy cursing and screwing
trying
up.
Trying to use a telephone.
Yeah. Let's see. All right. Yeah, here we go. So this is, let's see. Is this right? Yes, it is. All right. So here comes the question. It says, I wanted to run something by y'all and get your thoughts. Maybe run it by Rachel and see what she thinks. I would prefer to remain anonymous, as this was actually a pretty big discussion, in quotes, between my wife and I, and she listens to the show. Anything to give me some plausible deniability. Now, here's the thing. In case you're sitting there, I want to just
yeah.
calm the mom listening to this right now goes, that son of a bitch. When you hear, but I think everybody would agree that I think this is a pretty blanketed kind of situation that can happen. So before you start Liz Estrada-ing his ass, okay?
Yeah.
You might want to just listen to the tone and just listen to my voice when I say that that might be antithetical to the point we're about to discuss here. So
okay.
keep an open mind. So my wife has made it abundantly clear that she severely disapproves me watching porn by myself, which I like that. Paco, you don't listen. Turn down your radio, Paco.
I did it again.
She even became slightly upset when she found out that I watched porn whilst I was deployed to Iraq for over a year, by the way. She feels that if I watch porn in some way, I will want to envision myself with the other girl or something to that effect. The same goes for strip clubs. The only time that I am allowed to watch porn is with her right before or during sexy times. Now, that's pretty fucking hot. I've never done that.
Really?
Yeah, no way. Jose.
I just met your wife. I feel like she'd want to do that.
I don't know. Maybe, listen, this is my biggest fear of talking to you on the show. All of a sudden, all I seem to be learning is I walk around life thinking I'm pretty good at this husband thing, yeah, family yeah. thing. And then Rachel walks in the room, and maybe that's why I'm so curious of how Kyle wrestles with it. I was right. not raised by hippie parents. You met those redneck wolves that raised me for dinner.
They're amazing.
They're great people. The same goes for, let's see, sexy times, and that hasn't happened in a few years because she hasn't felt like it. However, it is completely okay for her to read romance novels like Fifty Shades type books.
Ugh.
Am I wrong in feeling that somewhat... wait, hold on. Am I feeling somewhat upset about that? Porn is used to elicit a physical response, whereas romance novels will provide an emotional response, and judging by how many pictures I saw at random movie theaters warning of wet seats, 50 Shades will provide a physical response as well. Yeah! Expectations of reality. With men, it is sex. With women, relationships. The only response I received was that it is different. When the discussion occurred, I had many more arguments comparing the two, listing them side by side, but I can't remember them off the top of my head anymore. Either way you look at it, while men you might use porn to, or for lack of a better phrase, one and done it, women use romance novels in exactly the same way. They use their romance novels and shows like The Bachelorette or Bachelor to provide an emotional outlet that I am not able to currently fill. Again, am I being unreasonable? You get, oh, even Kyle goes thumbs down. Wow, it's a gladiator in the room. So there you go. So here's how we always do it, and it's so stupid. I'm going to weigh in first. And then we'll come to the, because
but it's so much better when you weigh in first.
Right, because, well, you're the closer. You know what I mean? You bring, like, we all set the table, and then she comes in and provides a nice palate-cleansing dessert wine, if you would. Here's what I think of this, is that I don't understand. Here, I could tell you right off the bat, as a guy who enjoys porn and also enjoys having sex with my wife, is that especially when I'm on the road and I'm away from home.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something. There is no greater assurance that I will keep my dick in my pants than YouPorn, or as a friend of mine recently suggested who listened to this show, PornMD. It's like a catch-all.
Oh, yeah, that's a great one.
Right?
Yeah.
I did not know that was there.
Oh, yeah.
I
know. Kyle didn't know that? Oh, babe, PornMD.
It takes Pornhub. It takes all of them. And here, you know what I like? We're giving this out on the show, probably making more issues for more people.
Well, certainly for this particular person who wrote in. Right,
exactly.
Oh, it won't be an issue by the end of this.
Yeah, because here's the thing. Well, especially because she listens. We've already got people weighing in on the chat. There's a lovely lady says, I love watching porn. OMG, if he's a soldier, he has all the right to watch porn when deployed. Just my opinion. And that's the thing is, here's what I found. If my wife, especially after having kids, sometimes we will go a couple weeks without enjoying each other's naughty bits. Mm-hmm. And
naughty bits.
Well, it's what we call it. It's when we're feeling sexy. I call them naughty bits. You know, gets her juices flowing, if you know what I mean. But anyway, is that if I will catch my eye a wandering. You know what I mean? Like, I will notice other ladies more. Now, when I have recently experienced the joys and pleasures of my wife's naughty bits.
Yes.
My eye will kind of go, and I'm like, oh, that's pretty lady. But then I move on. You know what I mean? But there's like a half a second linger. So if he is a ploy, now I'm assuming that the options in the deserts of Iraq are slim to none, I would imagine. Mm-hmm. Now, if he's at some kind of like, you know, South Pacific or like, I don't know, I'm thinking like Korea, Thailand.
Then
I would say, listen, porn up, buddy. You know what I mean?
Right.
Do whatever the pornography equivalent of carb loading is. I want you to gain 50 pounds of
burn
fat.
It off. Yeah.
I want you to I want you to be borderline dehydrated due to lack of seminal fluid. And by seminal, I do not mean the Indians. So I can tell you that.
And
I
offended tell you, a new group today.
That's what, listen, I bring them all down. Look at that guy. I don't just go after black. I bring them all. I'm going after Native Americans. No, here's the thing. Is that I could enjoy it, but I never, ever fantasize about being with someone besides my wife, to be honestly. And if it is, let's say, let's go down that road and say, sure, do I look at it and go, wow, that chick's got a nice rack or whatever it is that's getting my juices flowing.
Yeah.
That's not making me go, man, I gotta go home. Like, here, let me break it down to the women. Listen, the hand can kind of do the job, but the hand is nowhere near a substitute for your vagina. There is no, I don't care what you're rocking. I don't care how many children have come out of that vajayjay, because I know a lot of moms get uptight about that. I'm telling you that there is no substance. I don't care how many times you've seen that kid fuck that apple pie. I'm telling you that is, and maybe an apple pie is a close second to the vagina. Maybe. I don't know. Yeah. I've never fucked an apple pie.
I was going to say, do you know that?
No. Well, now we know what we're doing after the show. Taste test, everybody. Taste test.
Tennis ball can full of warm liver.
Okay. Fair enough.
Okay.
Just stretch out. Set to
250. Set to 250. So here's the thing. When I come home, I'm not enjoying my wife's naughty bits, as I like to call them.
Yeah.
thinking, you know what would be better? If I was in a hotel room by myself.
Yeah.
Shamefully stroking my own unit. That would just, that is such a better experience than what I'm getting right here, right now. Right? Fair to say?
Absolutely. Yes.
So I think that wipes off the table, this whole concern about.
I think you better wipe off the table, right. The chair, just wipe it all
That's
off.
That's a solid point.
Okay.
Unless you're in a hotel, then you don't have to wipe it.
Right, exactly. Well, in a hotel, you do kind of have to wipe it down, or you at least have some kind of. There's the thing. That's a good point you brought up, Paco, unintentionally, is that when you're doing it Jesus style in the vajayjay, you know what I mean? There is some cleanup, but usually you can handle that with a hand towel of some kind, you know what I mean? Or maybe you do a little, what Natalie and I like to call the Dexter setup. You know what I mean? We go pre-towel. We put pre-towel down. You know what I mean? We've got a kill room. We got a kill room set up in the bedroom because I'm about to slay some vagina. The reason she said I couldn't even imagine is because at some point it gets bloody. That's real, everybody. That's real talk. No. Well, here's the truth is that, you know, there's just a hand towel. But when he's taking care of himself, you've got a lot of pre-planning you've got to do.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, we've talked about
that. Not everybody
that.
Out there. Listen, it's about to get real.
Oh, no.
Here's how you know it's about to get real bad is if I have the half a thought in my head that goes, maybe you shouldn't say that, Dusty. Maybe, but now the problem is that normally I would probably backpedal out of this, but now I know that there could be someone in some kind of car crash that I can make their life a little bit better.
That's
when
right.
I say, when you're I'm uncircumcised. So what it gives you is a water balloon ability to pinch it off, and now you can carry it. It's, you know what I mean? It's mobile.
Oh my God.
So you could dispense of that wherever you wish.
That's great.
But if you go the way the Jewish people, if you're a member of the tribe, if you want, happy Seder, everybody. Hope you enjoyed
it. Happy Passover to my fellow Jews.
Oh, that's right. I forgot. Rachel's a member of the tribe.
I am.
So then you don't get to enjoy that. Now there's mess everywhere. There's a cleanup involved, you know what I mean?
So I do. He's always, unfortunately, I do know what you're talking about.
I feel like I've spent 15 minutes just taking, like, trust me, he's not fantasizing about another woman, which I think is probably the least significant point in this
Thing. But now, you know what she's left with is just, thank God he's not Justin.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
Which is the real reason why women listen to the show, and more of you guys should be turning your ladies onto the show.
He's here to make you look better.
There are thousands of men in this world a lot better than me. A lot better than me. They have more tact. They're more sensitive. So listen, I'm pretty emotionally aware, but there's a lot that comes with that, too. You know what I mean? Like, I'm going to the table with, I guess, somewhat kind of like hippie knowledge. It almost takes, my wife would prefer if she had a doctorate in psychology to be able to have an argument with me about where the soap belongs in the bathroom. That's what you need, you know what I mean? I don't know what's going on, but you guys are telling each other to steal third, but I love it. Don't stop it.
No, he's showing me the boobs in the Playboy.
Oh, okay. Oh, Fight Club. Oh, that's how old it is?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's an advertisement for Fight Club.
You can talk,
coming
Kyle.
Soon.
It's okay if they hear you off mic. I don't care. But here's the... So I think that was my biggest thought when I first read this, is that I'm like... It's no, there's no way that this is replacing you or he's ever going to look at you. What that is her saying, if I could speak to both of you for a second, I think that's her dealing with post-baby body insecurity more than it is anything.
Well, I wouldn't even necessarily ascribe it to the post-baby body insecurity. She may not have liked him doing that even before there was a baby. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's not a unique to mother's reaction.
That's true. But
agreed.
But why would she then be on board? You know what I mean? Why?
I'm sorry.
She's on board with watching it herself, is what I'm saying.
Oh, I see.
Well, because then she's there. So she's in person. And she's better than a fake person.
She can gauge, and it's a shared experience.
Exactly. It's shared. It's not him off by himself.
Right. And she can one-up whatever you're looking at.
Like, oh, that girl's doing this? Well, I can do that.
One-up her ass?
That's a dangerous game. That's a dangerous game, I feel. Like, we talked about this, Rachel.
It can be a fun game.
On a recent episode where I said that, you know, ladies, whatever it is that you're into.
Yeah,
okay,
I was going to have you bring this up.
Feel free to bring that up to your men.
Yeah.
Because I guarantee you that there is nothing that you think is wild or crazy in your head that is going to make him go, wow, that is weird.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, there's no.
Kyle's shaking his head no.
Yeah, exactly. There's no way. You know what's funny is that I love Kyle. We had a great conversation. He approved of my old fashioned.
Ooh.
Halfway in between talking about the old fashioned, I remembered that he's a bartender. I'll be honest. I peed myself a little bit. I got a little afraid. Because I'm just an asshole who likes to drink and doesn't know anything about anything. But here's the, I like that he's become like the peanut gallery of validation for him. Yeah. Just like he corroborates. What if, yes, that's a yes for home.
Yes from the corner.
Right,
yes,
exactly.
From the corner.
So, yeah. So, Paco, what are your thoughts on this? And then we'll let Rachel back clean up.
I agree with everything you say. No, that's the safest thing to do. yeah, I think that that it says more about her feeling. She's just projecting. Whatever she's doing, she's projecting. And so she should take some time to look at herself and try to figure out why she's so threatened by shadows and wisps, which is all they are.
Look at him. Get all Norm Chomsky on
that. That was an intense answer. I know, that right? was good.
And as far as the, Luna is a terrific wingman in the, hey, check out the rack on this one. I never have to do my own groundwork, my own legwork.
No reconnaissance.
My own
on your
ass
part?
Work.
Yeah.
She does it all for me. Except that recently she did make me very uncomfortable because she had two in a row, which were easily 14 or 15 years old. And I'm like, you cannot do that.
Wait, was she the one in the car accident with the car?
All right.
Maybe.
Her Butcher Drew had a rendezvous. Yeah.
No, Luna was in the bushes watching. But so I had to tell her twice to stop that because I have enough trouble keeping my own head, straight when it comes to that particular.
I like that tactic. I wonder if she's like trying to head it off at the pass. Like, I know you're looking, or is she a fan of breasts?
She's just, I mean, it's not just breasts. I was using that as an example.
Beauty.
It could just be a shapely person of one kind or another. And I'll do the same for her. I'll go, hey, check that guy out or whatever.
Yeah. So you guys are
that's
swingers
awesome.
Then, is
yeah,
what I'm hearing.
That's what it is.
Stop.
Right.
How many times you put your keys in a fishbowl, right?
Why do you think I gave you that fishbowl, Tiger?
Oh, my gosh. I'm so sorry. I'm so insensitive.
It all makes sense now.
Oh, look, I got to write that down. Otherwise, I'll forget again. All right. So,
anyway, I mean, I think that it's just his impulse is a natural thing, and there's nothing wrong with it. And this is speaking both as a man and as a woman.
Parker can do both.
Yeah, and I can do both. and that I'm not saying, oh, he should get his way and you shouldn't feel funny, yeah. But you should look at why you do. Mm-hmm. And scene. That's
that
all.
Good.
Anyway.
No, that was really good.
Did you say
good.
And scene?
I said and scene.
That's funny. All right, so back cleanup for us, Rachel.
Too bad when you said that, I was like, okay, what are we doing next?
Yeah, what's the next one?
Right.
I was like, oh, we're done.
Okay. We cleaned it up.
No, that'd be great. Sorry, folks, we're out of time. Justin went long on that rant.
Right. And well, coming from a theater background, I hear end scene. I'm like, what's the next question?
Right.
Talk about doing a show with me. Where the expert comes on and goes, okay, so we're moving on. Like, we do everything on here for she could. So she can't say anything.
Right? There's nothing
I
left.
Just listen, sit here drinking
just keep
my
looking
wine.
At the Playboy and drinking wine. All right. Well, we're gonna get. We got this hot stuff.
I was
all right?
here. I swear. what would I?
So
say?
You were reacting so much to every things that were going on when
I
he was reading.
I know. I'm a very expressive human
that's
being.
Awesome.
I have a lot of clients listening tonight, so they know.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's really cool. So,
well,
hi, guys.
You.
Thanks for listening.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, we have a lot of people listening. I just saw the number. Wow, thanks, everybody.
Yeah, hi, guys. I think that porn is something that comes up a lot in relationships, and it's very interesting because I don't know why women have this belief that, like, men fantasize themselves, like, in the video. Mm-hmm. Like, guys in porn, I don't know if you've seen it, but they have really large packages that, like, most men do not compare. Most
no.
men don't.
I thought they
to.
Seemed a little puny, honestly.
Oh, hey, Paco, what are you doing after?
Just under the table.
But I agree with Paco. I think that she needs to, if you're listening, I think that it's important to look at kind of what's going on there and why it seems so scary for you to have your man watching that. I always tell people it's not where you get your appetite as long as you eat at home.
Ooh.
So you can get your appetite anywhere you want, but just come eat at home.
Yep.
That's interesting. My wife has very few rules in our relationship, but her rule is no lap dances at a strip club. But I'm also not a fan of strip clubs, so it's a fight that I never really go after. But she doesn't care what I watch on the road. But here's another tip I would like to throw out there and then return you for your cleanup is that because here's what happened to me. My wife, I don't know. She knew that I watch porn on the road. But one time, oh, my gosh, I've talked about this on the show before, but she sent me some scantily clad photos.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, and it ruined my day. I was completely unproductive. I almost...
Carpal tunnel.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. This Band-Aid is me trying to recover from the blisters.
Oh, my God.
And here's the weird part is that I'm left-handed, and this Band-Aid is on my right hand. I had to pinch hit. That's how crazy it was. I had to call in the reserves, clear the bullpen. Yeah. I don't know. Lots of baseball was happening on my junk. And But I was like, this is awesome. And since then, she's had like a couple, like now she kind of, every once in a while, if I'm gone on the road, especially for a long time, she'll pepper one in. Mm-hmm. So if you like to watch, then why not also provide? You know what I mean? I think you just got to take appropriate measures to protect yourself. You don't want to pull a Pamela and Tommy Lee, obviously.
Right.
So I have a, she said, she goes, you have to delete these photos. And I said, okay, I'm hearing your words. But let's have a little Geneva Convention.
There's
about
a great app for that.
Right. Well, I don't know. You know it already?
Yeah, it's called Photo Vault.
Ooh, I have iDisk. That's the one I use.
Oh, Photo Vault's way better.
How do you know? You don't even know what iDisk is, do you?
Oh, I do.
Oh, really? Is it hackable?
Hello.
Is the guy who runs iDisk looking at my pictures naked right now?
Probably.
Oh, geez. Well, enjoy, bastard.
At a Holiday Express.
Photo Vault. It lets you like password protect them and all that stuff. There you go.
Different folders, different passwords.
Yes. I'm already jealous of this guy. I mean, just because he gets to go out for the first time. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Can you imagine the first time you get a naked picture of your, and especially if it's your wife too. Like,
oh, yeah.
You guys are boyfriend and girlfriend, and I'm sure that's, I'm not trying to condescend about your relationship, but it is, here's what I remember. I remember being slightly different in that the first time you have sex when you're married, it's a different kind of sex because for whatever stupid reason, even though I'm not religious, it felt guilt-free. Like there was, like, this is the way it's supposed to be.
You weren't doing it right.
I wasn't doing it right all the whole time before or even then. I know, I don't even know if I'm doing it right now.
Yeah, your mom told me you weren't doing it
really?
Right.
Oh, my mom knows a lot about my sex life, probably more than most. And that would be a weird session. Is that something your services would offer? What if it got weird and I said, let me just do me something. It'd probably be better to do a game film than live. You know what I mean? Like, just come watch me bang my wife real quick. And just give me some pointers. You know what I mean? Give me a little.
People think that that's what sex therapy is.
Oh, really?
I thought you were going to say your mother.
I did too for a second. And
I was talking about Rachel? No, I was talking about my mom. No, I was doing an act out.
No, I thought Rachel you were going to show her footage of you banging your mom.
Oh, wow. Oh, Paco. How dare you? That is my stepmother. So legally it's sound, but still, she raised me. All right, I'm sorry. Back to you, Rachel.
Oh, no, I don't even remember what I was saying.
Well, here, I keep interrupting you. Because here's the thing I think that you also kept reacting to during the email is that he seems to also have this issue where he thinks it's a relationship.
Okay, like, so the 50 Shades of Grey thing, first of all, I hate that book. I think it's so fucking stupid.
Whoa.
I do. And you know why I hate it? Is because it totally misrepresents BDSM.
Oh.
Totally misrepresents it.
Hold on, military girl. What is BDSM?
Bondage, dominance, sadism, masochism.
Okay.
That is what
that's what I thought it was. Yeah. Is that what you were thinking?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty much. Yeah. That's the way me and my wife do it.
Yeah, totally.
We use the full words because we do it longer than normal people. Nothing gets shortened in my house. Let me tell you that right now.
Noah breathes.
Nothing shortened.
Anyway, Noah breathes.
No, what's it a breathe? No, I'm kidding.
It's not. Okay, so anyway, it's not an accurate representation. And it has nothing to do with relationships. And that's why women love that movie so much, is because it is porn for women. It is complete and utter dominance of a woman. And if that was put into porn, then everybody would be like, oh, that's horrible. It's demeaning against women.
Oh.
But because it's this handsome man that yeah. has a shit ton of money and he woos her in.
You said money and Kyle did the
He did it a split second before she said
money.
Yeah. No, at the same time, there was, yeah, he had a little newlywed game moment
yep.
where he did the Johnny Manziel move yep. and you said money.
Everyone thinks we're married, so it's, that doesn't surprise me.
This is my move.
Oh, that's your move. You do the one-handed.
So yeah, it's not about relationships at all. So it's a really common misconception
that
guys like porn for just the sex and women like this romance thing. Women can just like sex too, and that's okay.
Wait a minute. What?
I know. It's
then
shocking.
Why is it that women never want to have sex?
I don't know who you're talking to.
My wife. Let's,
that is,
let's
yes.
bring her in. Come on down, everybody.
You're the next contestant.
Remember that time I had you on the show for a year just to get me to have sex with my wife more yes. often? It was all culminating to this moment right here. It was all built. I built a studio just so I just
for that.
Just twice a week. Not even, you know what I mean? I'm kidding.
So I guess I would say to this guy, like, first of all, this is such a common scenario. She wouldn't even know if this was her.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
that's
I
what
hear
I mean.
This
yeah.
all the time.
Except for the army stuff.
Well, yeah. Yeah.
Thanks, Paco.
Thanks, Paco, for bringing
I'm sure
it.
He sorry. It.
He was like the reminder.
Bullet dodge.
Oh, fuck.
Sorry, man.
He's in the Navy, by the way.
Go Navy.
You know, yeah. Thank Semper you five. For your service.
Yeah.
But definitely, like, you know, your guy has to get it off somehow. So it's either going to be to porn to somebody else or to you. So mm-hmm. you pick how it is.
Here's what some people are weighing in the chat room that I think is interesting. It says, I think it's because women can experience empathy with other women, so we expect men to do the same, maybe. And somebody says, I agree with her. We are story-based, and men are more visual, so it's more about the visual display of porn that turns them on. And then they fire back, I completely agree with with Rachel. Fuck 50 Shades is what was also said.
Yes.
So is that true? I mean, because is that kind of what he's getting at with The Bachelor and all that stuff? Is that he's saying that because you guys are more emotionally driven or narrative driven, that that's why he thinks you're connecting more with
that? Well, that was the other thing, is that totally took me off guard, because The Bachelor and Bachelorette have nothing to do with sex.
No.
Like, at all. That's actually, like, just the biggest guilty pleasure bitch fest show of all time. It's
not remotely
about relationships. It's like
or romance or anything.
Not
no,
at all.
It's gross.
So
it seems to be like an awkwardly long visit to a brothel. That's the way I see it.
So I just
the first part, just the standing in the lobby part of the brothel.
That's what I mean. Was yeah, that yeah. He yeah, seems to yeah. be. He's. It's like there's a sizzler of vaginas in front of him. Okay.
Yes.
And then what he does is he's got a little toothpick and he goes around and he takes little light samples. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Not full blown. You know what I mean? He's doing the figurative equivalent of like just the tip, you know,
yeah.
where he's just going around the buffet,
yeah.
just nitpicking,
pretty much,
and,
yeah.
and then till he narrows in on it, and then that, and then I think he, but I think sometimes if he narrows it down to four, he gets to go full blown balls deep in like a fantasy suite of.
Oh
some
yeah,
kind.
No. So I read an article, because this is so little self disclosure.
Okay,
The Bachelor and Bachelorette are my favorite. Favorite self-care show.
There's a glare coming from Kyle.
However, I will tell you why. Is when you sit and help people all day with really serious problems,
uh-huh.
it's really fun to watch people who are really dumb.
That's true.
That
right.
is true.
It is.
It's like,
it's like watching a train wreck and not having to do anything to fix it. And that's enjoyable.
It's like listening to this show.
Yeah.
Yeah. I agree wholeheartedly.
Yeah.
But, yeah. So, no, I mean, I think Paco was dead on, actually, when he said to look and see why. Why is this an issue?
Yeah, where's it coming
where's
from?
Where's it coming from? What caused it? It's clearly not an issue about porn specifically, because she'll watch it with him.
Right.
So it's an issue of what's happening when she's not there, and she's clearly worried about something. And, you know, I mean, porn stars, if you ask your average guy if he'd want to have sex with a porn star, they'll say no.
I don't.
Yeah, see?
Yeah,
Justin?
I would not want to either.
There you go. So we have three guys in here saying no.
Here's a, well, and I don't know if it's, here's the thing. If it, I like to joke and I like to think in my head that one day I would like to be with a professional fucker. You know what I mean? Like
oh,
someone.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Just because I feel like that is.
Like, see how it's done when they
yeah,
do it.
Yeah. It's like, it's a true gauntlet.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I know I keep saying this, but I really do feel like it is a buds training for my cock and balls. You know what I mean? I get to
yes.
finally find out if my stir coffee technique is universally.
Yes.
Because here's the thing. You're looking at a man who has only been with five women in his entire life. life.
That's impressive, mm-hmm. my
that
friend.
Unless you're doing it. But here's the thing, in all seriousness. No, in all seriousness, is that there's good and bad that comes with it.
It's, absolutely.
There's a lot of ignorance is bliss that goes on, I believe, in my marriage. I've heard lots of women who will joke about how, you know, my wife is not, you know, happy or whatever. But I don't know that she would even. Well, here's the thing. They don't buy that she's as happy as I think she is. Like, they always like to joke and say that, you know, it's like, that's just what she tells you. Like, especially when it comes up to, like, the faking of the orgasm, you know, that kind of stuff, that it's like all women do that. And
special alert, don't do that.
Yeah, right?
You're just reinforcing negative behavior.
Yeah, exactly.
You're basically saying, see that thing you're doing that's awful? Keep doing it. It's great.
Yeah. I like Carolla's tactic where he said, in fact, you should do the opposite. You should be fake bored just to have him crank it up a notch
every now and then. Oh, absolutely. Like, okay, nothing.
Because, listen, I'll be honest. I had a moment. There was a time when, what was it? You could tell. And I always feel like a girl when I'm having sex with my wife. Well, let's not isolate that ever again. That was a horrible phrase for me to say out loud.
Can we, like, clip that? Nope. So it's just like a...
Nope, that's a nice part about me being in control of this.
Paco, we got to sneak in here.
Nope, he doesn't know how to work it. He doesn't know how to turn it on.
Make sure. Much like the slaves of many, many years ago.
There's a thumb scanner right here.
I see it, people. There's not.
Because there's moments where I could tell where she's not into it, if that makes sense. You know what I mean? And I'm like I always want to... In my head, I have the thought, but it's that thing that you see in a rom-com where I go, where'd you go? look at me in the eyes. Look deep into my eyes. You know what I mean? Yeah. I don't know who to make eye contact when I'm doing this. I don't know if you picked up on that.
Very uncomfortable. Yeah.
But, so here's, what was I going with that? Oh, so I'm saying that those are moments where I could tell that she's just not engaged and distracted.
Like when she rests the book she's reading on your chest.
Yeah, I think more of one of her more subtle hints.
Yeah.
But I still message received, you know?
Right.
Message received.
So what we're saying to this guy, let's kind of wrap this up if we at all can, is that I think what we're getting at...
He should leave her.
He should leave her, right? Yeah. Marriage over. Split the kids down the middle. I think that this is DOA, dead on arrival. That's another abbreviation for you, Rachel.
That's
in your book.
The Navy guys appreciate that.
Yeah, they like all of that. No, I think what she should do is, A, take a little picture to send to him, then maybe that'll help him, you know, not need anything.
Absolutely.
I think, B, that she should really find comfort in the... I tell this, and there's a reason, I talk about this a lot on this show, is that there's a reason why I have that 15 to 20 minute chunk of material in the middle of my act where I talk about how much men love their women, because I really think that a lot of times women genuinely don't know it. And I think it gets heightened once you have kids and you become more of a mom, or feel like you're more of a mom than you are a woman.
Absolutely.
And that it's, but it's also hard for us to kind of articulate it because we're also in the trenches with you, helping to take care of the kids. Mm-hmm. But the reality of the situation is, and realistically, if you just walk around naked every once in a while, especially after the kids are bed, oh my God, one of the best moments I've had within the last 48 hours. Oh God, it was so great. My wife, here's the thing. We joke about where I put the soap in the bathroom, right? So I come home from the road, I'm taking a shower. I realize that one of the towels is missing. We have two towel racks. Mm-hmm. One above, that's for daddies, because I'm always on top. I do a lot of BDSM.
Notice my initial laugh. I'll just push the microphone away now.
No, you can't. No, that and the other one was, and here's why I bring this up, is because whenever my wife does the laundry and she washes the towels, she takes the towels out all and goes and puts them in the washer. What I do, so that there is never a chance that the towels can be forgotten.
Yeah.
Is I take the towels that are sitting in the closet that don't need to be washed, and I immediately hang them so that they can't be forgotten. So I come home from the road, I see her towel is gone, mine is still there. I go, oh, that's nice, but it's weird that hers is gone. Oh my gosh, I'm gonna hide that fucking towel. Because our towel closet is like just a two steps around the corner from the bathroom, and she takes her nightly shower, and I'll usually, you know, catch up on a show or play some video games or something like that.
Yeah.
But I've got perfect field of vision to that bathroom. And she came out in all her fucking naked glory doing a tiptoe dance, which just added, you know what I mean? It's just like a little, just added to the hotness of it.
Yes.
And everything was just shaking in all the right places, you know what I mean? Like, it was like, I yelled. The children were asleep, and I said, oh my God! I let her have it.
See, that's so great. I love that. I love hearing stories like that.
Because it works. See, here's the thing. Well, so let's get on to that. Well, we fixed your problem, sir. If you'll remember, I don't know, last time you were on the show, I made mention of a way that a man could make his lady feel better about herself.
Yeah,
is that
I
maybe to sit on the toilet and watch her in the mm-hmm. shower. Mm-hmm. And both of you.
Yes.
And I mean this with all due respect. Ignoramuses said that I was creepy.
It is creepy.
It is not creepy.
I still look. We have Kyle nodding. Yes, it is.
Kyle doesn't know shit. All right. He knows about wine and bourbon and fuck all else as far as I know.
He's also nodding to that. So,
but the internet, I will tell you, disagrees with you and my audience. There was, I don't know how often you get to catch up on the show, but post that situation.
I do.
We received many a letter from a man who said that there's a mom who weighed in and said that I like it because that's our only time we get to talk. So it's great.
Well,
she gets to talk
different.
About her day.
Okay, talking is different. The way that you made it sound like yeah. is here, and I'll do the impression.
Okay.
You're sitting there, and if that board right there is, uh-huh. is your wife.
So it's about 2 feet away. Okay.
Yeah, you're like.
Just ogling with a...
Yeah, just little, googly eyes.
It's
that's
unfair
creepy.
As an example, but it's the best way I could paint the picture audibly is that you were doing essentially a blow-up doll, like a cheap blow-up doll
yes,
face.
Yes, with the with
wide
the big
eyes
mouth.
And the big mouth, yeah.
Where you
yeah.
can just, like, just fit it in just enough.
No, here's what I do. I give her a little smirk. I give her a little wink. I give her, you know... here's what I do. I'll get in there and I wait until she notices me. That gets maybe a little creepy if I'm hiding in the
See?
Corner.
See?
The next step is I'm going to, you know how they do, Jean-Claude Van Damme can do it over a countertop in the splits?
Yeah.
I'm going to climb up on the roof and just kind of spider watch her from above with both of my, and then I'm going to drop down on top of her in the shower and I'm going to enter her. That's how I'm going to do it.
Lord, oh,
that's how we keep things fresh.
My.
And when you get married, you know, you got to spice it up every now and then.
He did get a lot of positive support and yeah. response to his position. And now, and to which I say, A, they're his listeners. What are they going to do?
Oh.
And B.
Not, no, hold on. They're not fucking hostages. You can say that where it's like they're his listeners. Of course they're going to agree.
Well,
but not like, what are they going to do? You know what I mean? Sure. Do I occasionally banish a listener for disagreeing with me?
For disagreeing with
yes.
you.
Does that, is that relevant here? No. Not at all.
And two, just because they're all into it doesn't make them right.
Oh.
It makes them all creepy.
Also agree.
Oh, no.
Wait,
uh-oh.
I can't see. What does it
I
say?
I know. The chat room here, it would be hilarious if this is, I'm going to out you, Mrs. Denver Drew.
Here. Hold on, I got to see.
Everybody remembers, well, it's, no, I got it right here. It says, I love to watch Denver Drew in the shower.
Oh, wow.
As if these motherfuckers didn't have
okay,
it good
wait.
Enough.
Mrs. Denver Drew, can you please type if he is aware that you are in the bathroom?
Do you think my wife isn't aware?
That's what I'm saying.
That's your,
hold on, I want
that's
to say
your
that.
Only caveat. So Kyle could come and watch you shower as long as he like does some kind of a bugle, like, you know, Royal England-esque entrance. You know what I mean? Like plays a sound yeah. effect on his phone where he comes in.
Well, like for an example, so we both worked in restaurants when we met and we were both away from each other. We were long distance when we first started dating.
Uh-huh.
So we did the whole picture thing where we'd send pictures like you were talking about. Well, if you're behind the bar or serving, everyone can see your phone when you pull up your iPhone, right? So all of a sudden you press the button on your iPhone and there's like, you know, Kyle's crotch in all its glory. And, you know, and I was
she had to get
the photo vault.
The iPhone 6
Plus.
Plus.
Yeah. To enjoy it in its full retina display.
Yeah.
Right. And just the large, the sheer size of the
I
screen.
I got that for her, so it looks better.
So what we did was come up with a code word. So we'd send the code word first. And then once that code word was acknowledged,
smart.
It meant that the naked picture was coming.
And it turned the code word into foreplay.
Yes.
Exactly.
That's awesome.
So all I'm saying is before you walk in the bathroom and like plop a squat to watch
Helvetica.
Me shower, just say something like, hey, babe, I'm in here. I'm going to watch you. And then it's like not creepy at all.
Unless you're, well, here's the thing. Or maybe you just say, hey, is it uncomfortable if I tell you I like to watch you shower?
And in that case, I'd be like, no, come on in.
Yeah, oh, that's what another mom just said. She goes, no, I say join me in the shower.
See, there you go. But it's all about the acknowledgement. The way that Justin
described
it, I literally saw him.
I think is what you're trying to say.
Yes, exactly. I saw Justin sitting in like a Batman costume, like watching
ill-fitting Batman
his wife
Batman.
With like big eyes, like yes, I wanted to go watch you in the shower, in like the Christian Bale Batman
yeah.
voice.
Yeah,
yeah. Like, so not creepy if you say that.
Oh, good for you.
There's Christian Bale for you. So anyway, before I think we're good with the first person, right? We said,
We
gave him some suggestions. We gave her some suggestions. I'm having a great time and I want to make sure that I don't get too bananas.
Yes.
Lucy.
Just doubling back to her for 1 second. If she has the spirit for it, she ought to send him some pictures of herself.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah,
and,
vault that.
And,
or a video.
What the difference.
Oh my god.
Make a home movie. He'll go bananas.
I don't know if I have the balls to do a home sex tape, but
you can make one of yourself.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh.
How excited
I like everywhere
would you
where
be
this is going.
If Natalie sent you a video of her while
it would
you
ruin
were on
my
the
week. It would take it beyond the my gosh.
You like, just stand on stage drooling.
I was funny once. And now the only emotion I feel is love. All right, let's go to this next person. It says, I haven't read this through. Yes, Paco.
I'm sorry, one last interruption.
I'm not playing the theme song again.
No, I'm not going to ask you to play the theme song. I just think that to fully wrap up the whole conversation about the shower and everything,
yes.
It would be wonderful if there was some kind of audio drop that might explain what a pervert was thinking when he was looking at...
Thank you, Paco. So this is from when we brought up the shower conversation with Natalie on the show, and this is how she was saying that this is what it would sound like if you were creepy.
She's so pretty. I want to put my dick in it.
So that's right.
Yes, that's exactly what I imagined Justin's brain saying.
Yes.
As much as I love it, you'd think I would play a concert.
She's so pretty. I want to put my dick in it.
Oh, God, I love that woman. She's
that
the best.
That voice kind of sounds like your youngest son. Actually, doesn't it? A little bit.
Oh, you're the best, dear. I love you. She doesn't listen. Anyway, what are good strategies to teach, guide, show, explain to my husband that he needs to help inside the house more? Cooking, cleaning, and wow, this is an abrupt shift of conversation.
I know, right?
Not her fault, but laundry. His mom did everything for them and didn't ask pretty much anything of them. He doesn't know how to do laundry, but he can cook. He can clean, but just doesn't like to do it. The most annoying part is that if I try to make a rule like towels in one specific basket, he still doesn't follow that. And so it makes it much harder and longer for me to do it. And I think what she's trying to say there at the end is this was kind of my mom's thing. And she's like, sure, I can have you help out, but then I'm going to have to go back and redo everything you said.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
so what is your, well, here, I guess we'll do it in our usual routine. I had something very similar to this where I did some perusing and I was, you know, you want to talk about porn on the road.
Uh-oh.
Daddy started looking at goodhousekeeping.com.
Ooh.
Oh my God.
That's
gosh.
Like Martha Stewart porn.
Things got really sexy. I mean, seriously. Mm-hmm. Oh, the things I learned about keeping a towel fluffy. The things I learned about keeping mildew situations out of your shower curtain and out of your grout on your wall.
What's really sad is I just pictured like a big fluffy towel and I was like, yeah.
She's so pretty. I want to put my dick in it.
Yeah. Fuck your chicken livers. Let's fuck a warm, soft towel. Am I right, everybody? Put your hands together. So I told Natalie, I go, you're not going to believe what I learned on goodhousekeeping.com. And she said, she just started laughing like it was it. So anyway, my thought is that you have to understand that things are a process, right? So it's like just because you say, hey, I want you to help around the house doesn't mean he's automatically going to jump in, help you around the house, and everything is going to be footloose, fancy-free, and fantastic. And if you want the help, this is what I have learned, is that I can't expect Natalie to help me and do things the exact way that I think they should be done. If you are that nitpicky about what you need to be done, then
Amen.
You just, that's just a fact of life. You either got to learn to loosen up. Maybe not necessarily. I'm not talking about lowering the standards. It's not like he only has to, you know, scrub 2 inches of the toilet and the rest could just sit with his poop splatter everywhere. You know what I mean? But I'm saying that you have to realize that maybe it's going to take him 10 minutes longer or something like that. And you have to look at it as like, hey, this is what I've learned to do. I say, now, listen, I'm not trying to criticize you or critique you. I'm just saying this is the way I do it, and I think it might work better if you want to try it that way. Mm-hmm. And I'll be 100% honest. It's not like I quite put it in that healthy way that I just did there. But
no.
Let's just say. Right.
He said that through clenched jaws.
I dropped the C word and fuck a lot, you know, just to drive the point home. And,
the C word.
So anyway, here's the thing. It's hard because Natalie will be like, I'm going to make breakfast. And then I go into the kitchen and I want us to have this fun shared experience where we're both going to cook a meal. But the problem is that Natalie's great and she's a great wife, but she's not used to cooking breakfast. And so I'm the one who's always cooking the meals. So yeah. It's like I'm trying to go, if you okay, that's one way to do it. If you want us to never eat.
Right.
And so it's just hard because I always say, well, if you do this, then you won't have to do this later and there won't be all these dishes that are dirty. And what she wants to do, she wants to be out of the kitchen. She wants to prepare a meal and have that magical moment where she gets to say, look at what I did.
Yes.
And everybody gets to eat it and enjoy it and all that stuff. What are your thoughts on that? You probably have lots of opinions on this.
Oh, dear God.
How many times are you the Luna having to show you how to do things around the house?
Constantly. When I met her, I apparently I didn't know how to fold underwear. Ooh. She disabused me of that notion.
Fold underwear?
Yeah, I was doing it wrong.
How many ways are there to fold underwear?
Well, I would just fold it in half.
Yeah.
But apparently it needs to be into thirds and then folded back up.
That's a Luna thing.
Yeah, so it comes out.
How do you do that with women's underwear, though?
Yeah.
Well, I can show you.
All right.
I can show you.
Then
with my eyes closed.
She's wearing too big of underwear. Fold them three ways.
Yeah. No, he puts it into one of those little pockets you put dental floss into. That's why. It's the same thing.
It's like origami.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
What if
he did that starched and made it look like a crane? Fuck you, bitch. How's that?
Yeah. It's just on her pillow?
Yeah.
Like in a cruise?
Like a cruise line. It's great.
So she has a lot of very particular ways that she wants things done. I often offer to help out making the bed because I know that's sometimes a drag. But I know that I should never get involved in the top sheet.
I was kidding.
Final
so this
approach.
Is real.
Yeah, that I
thought it would be the exact opposite.
I cannot do the hospital corners the way they need to be done.
Wow.
So I step back and respectfully
I
bow
my
head.
School.
Yeah, she's very serious and I'm not serious enough. Because if those hospital corners weren't fighting tight, there's no telling what would happen with our legs at night.
Yeah.
They'd be flying all over the room.
Right.
Our feet would be shooting at the ceiling. It would just be madness and chaos in the bed.
I feel like you're being sarcastic, but I'm agreeing with you.
Yeah. No, well.
You're like, yeah.
And so that it's like that throughout the house. And in some cases, she is rightfully disappointed in my lack of attention to detail. Usually, when you're done with dishes, there shouldn't still be food on them. I don't exactly approach it the same way she does. I think that sometimes a little memory of the last meal you had is kind of a nice reminder of what it was like the night before.
I like this masculinity that's coming out in your house cleaning. I like.
And certainly the whole conversation about cleaning the bathroom, that should not come up here. We can set that aside as its own conversation, its own show. But no, she has a lot of very particular ways she likes to have things done. For example, this isn't exactly housework, but we got the big dog. Now we have Montecore, and so she gets fed separately from the other dogs. And she has a little wet food situation that's kept in the fridge. So when I get it out of the fridge, I run some hot water. I put a little hot water so that it's not this cold,
like
hard
chunk.
Food.
You're even because, making a different meal for a dog.
It is, absolutely. All three dogs eat different food. There are seven meals a night over there.
I love
there.
It. I love everything about you.
And so, but this has, so I warm that food, that wet food, and then I put the dry food on top. And then the dog gets it and she eats it. She doesn't eat it. I don't care. Luna puts the wet food in the thing, pours the dry food on, and then puts a little water on top.
Ah.
And she's looking to maybe soften it up. And so the reason I'm doing mine is to literally warm the cold stuff. The reason she's doing it her way is to make a gravy or so. I don't know what the hell she's doing. But on four separate occasions, after watching me prepare it and head back to give it to the dog, she'd go, I always put the water on last. Now she's not telling me to do it, but she's mentioning four different times that's the way she does it. So I don't know if it's this passive aggressive thing where she is just so disturbed by the sight of me doing it my way. And I finally said, this is why I'm doing it my way. I don't know why you do it your way. You're welcome to do it any way you want to. My way isn't right. Your way isn't right. It's just we do it different ways.
Go fuck yourself.
Essentially. So that'll be in the divorce papers.
Okay.
So in any case, I fully understand this. We don't do, they don't do it the same and so on and so forth. But that guy should get in and mix it up and get involved and just fuck sitting on the sidelines.
But it's, see, I don't like, did you, but you see, you were raised by your mother primarily, right? So you kind of, did you grow up doing housework or did she do everything?
I grew up doing it poorly.
Okay. Yeah. Clearly, you know, by your dishes, yeah, exactly. Etiquette.
But here's the difference with Luna and I, between this person who's writing in, is that we are doing them. She's changing the beds, mm-hmm. and yeah. I'm doing this. She's also not, in addition to doing all of her own stuff, she's also taking time out of her busy day to criticize the way I've done mine.
Yeah.
But other than that, it's a,
I'm
going to
throw down
thing.
Necessity is the mother of invention, because my okay. mother is the mother. The mother that you and Kyle met tonight is mm-hmm. the mother that this lady is describing. She did everything. Like, she would literally get up at 5 o'clock or 4:30 in the morning, get ready for work, be at work from 6, work until 3, walk in the door, do a finger vacuum sweep of wow. the living room mm. and everything. She would go around and pick everything up, and then she would throw that in the trash and then take a look at the fridge and start getting dinner simmering or whatever.
Yeah.
Once it was cooking in the oven, she would then sit down, have a glass of wine, then go take off her face and get kind of ready. Then my dad would come home from work, and all this happened within a couple hours. We would all eat dinner. We never once took a plate to the sink
wow.
when I was a kid. I never once did an ounce of my
own. So wait, how did you learn to do that?
Because Natalie has no idea how to do any of it either. So
somebody has to.
So somebody kind of had to
yeah.
figure it out, because what you realize is that when you grow up having a mom like that, you really like things being clean and night mm-hmm. and nice and tidy. And then I moved in with Natalie, and she used to throw her clothes all over. You could tell that she kind of grew up in a similar situation. She would throw her clothes all over the bathroom floor and then just leave them there. For the first 4 years we lived together. Now, mind you, we were technically teenagers, but for the first 4 years, it was like I was parenting a teenager, that I was like, you realize that, and we also had a roommate that we shared the bathroom with. I go, you realize that you're leaving your panties on the floor where our male roommate is going to come in and be able to go, oh, look at that. You uh-huh, know what I mean? Like, uh-huh. like, and so what was happening, to avoid that embarrassment, I was cleaning it up for her. And now saying this out loud, I realized, because I joked with her best friend who came to visit her. And I said, it's so great to be Natalie, because she has a magical fairy that goes around and makes everything right for her. And she's completely oblivious. Like, she was getting into the minivan. The buckle didn't work in the minivan.
Yeah.
And so she's like, why is this buckle broken? And I said, you have to push the button to get in. I go, then it goes, why? And there was something about the way that she said that. Why? Like, because it didn't process in her logic center
yeah.
of how things just didn't work. Because she's got this fuckhead going around while she's asleep like a tooth fairy fixing right. minivan shits and all that.
Right.
I climbed under the house for an hour and 20 minutes putting shims underneath the floor joists to keep the wooden floors from creaking. Yeah.
Why?
Because she hates, exactly. She hates that you can hear every time you step around the house, right?
And oh, my God.
I said, oh, she's going to be so excited. And my dad, being who he is, he goes, don't tell her. See if she can notice.
Mm-hmm.
And me, being who I am, was like, yes, because now I have something I can hold over her head.
Right.
So, sure enough, she comes home for a lunch break, has no clue.
Right.
And then I told her, I did something in the house. I was trying to help her out. It took my dad jumping on the noisiest part. And her going, you fix the floor?
Now, if this were at my house,
yeah.
and by some bizarre stretch of the imagination that we'd have to take, I had gone under the house and shimmed everything, more that I'd gotten you to do it for me.
Yeah.
But in any case, the way it would work at my house is that as I was telling her that, she'd be standing on the one I missed. And it would be squeaking. And she'd go...
Not on purpose. You know
no,
what
no,
I mean?
No. Like, yeah.
Yeah, it would just be...
It would just be the
cosmic glitch.
Another fail.
Right.
Another
right.
fail.
So let's go to the fantastic...
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh,
I'm
yeah.
jumping just before. That
400 miles to be here, but what?
You know, whatever. Not a big deal at all.
Ex-roommate of yours, who you robbed him of the... opportunity.
Yeah.
You said the embarrassment of him coming in and finding her panties. No, that's what he was living with you for, was
probably.
To find her panties. If you're talking about a 20-year-old Natalie,
yes.
there's no way that guy didn't have his hands covered in Band-Aids at that time.
Oh.
I'm telling you right now.
Really?
Yeah, I,
he
was gonna,
so?
I was going to say, was he in the bathroom for an extra 10 minutes?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Always, constantly.
Or was he in fact, spider hanging above the shower stall?
What was weird about it is that while he would be in there, he would say, Natalie, can you come here for a second? And then he'd open the door. She'd go, what do you need? He'd go, never mind. Weird, right?
Yeah, I think that might
that's
be
really, really weird.
To the bottom of it. Anyway, I'm sorry I interrupted.
Oh, God, don't
No, that was
sorry.
A fun bit. Why not?
It's hard going last because I forget what the damn question was at the beginning. I'm like just listening to all you guys. I'm like, what was the question again?
20 minutes since he read it.
So she's saying, what are some techniques that she can get her husband to get involved in house cleaning?
Oh,
like,
yeah,
he tries
okay.
to do it,
yes,
but he doesn't
yes.
do it right.
So the first thing that I would say is, are you holding him to your standard? Because if you are, he's not going to want to do it ever.
Yeah.
Because if it's your standard, then he's never going to live up to it. So you either have to let go of your own standard and let him do it his way, or just not let him do it at all.
Right.
In our house, I'm not allowed in the kitchen.
Oh.
If I walk in the kitchen, I get the, what are you doing here? And, like, the little, like, shoe hand that, like, you do to, like, just bye-bye.
But then here's what I want to create. And it's hard to do it over bacon grease. We always seem to do it at breakfast because there's lots of popping and burning. Yeah. But I want to do, like, a ghost-esque, you know, instead of making a pot, I want to stir some kind of, like, Italian tomato sauce with my wife. And then, you know, magically there's a soft fade. And then next thing you know, I'm entering her from
Wouldn't
behind
be
over the stove. You know what I mean?
There's like, that porn.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Then it's magical.
But then the thing would boil over and then you have tomato sauce.
And
then,
we're smearing hot marinara. And I'm like, oh, but then I remember the acronym of BDSM, and I remember that there's an M in there for masochist,
for marinara.
Yes, masochistic marinara, which is what I think means when you enjoy pain. I don't know any of these terms because we just do it missionary because that's the way Natalie only likes it.
I loved Jesus style. That was my favorite.
Jesus style was the best.
That was good. But yeah, it's like if you're holding on to this expectation, like Kyle can't fold clothes to save his fucking life.
Literally,
he will take his t-shirts and like roll them into a ball and then throw them in the dresser.
Yeah, high five, man.
Yeah, I go bananas, like bananas. But then when it comes to food, he thinks I make a mess and I'm not allowed in the kitchen. So it's fine.
So is that your issue, Kyle, is that she makes a mess while she's cooking or does it also taste awful?
Oh, no. When she cooks, it tastes great.
Yeah, you go or whatever. You're fine.
When she cooks, it tastes great. Sometimes there's a mess.
Most times there's a mess. I'll be honest.
So he said when she cooks, it tastes great, but sometimes there's a mess.
I'm scarred from the soup incident.
Oh, soup incident. I want to hear about a soup incident before we wrap this up.
We can't talk about this.
Oh, really? It's not. Is that a safe word situation?
Our safe word is soup mist. Incident.
I want that to be the word you said each other for before nude pitch. Listen, I'm going to therapize your ass for a second. You make that the soup incident. You make that your safe word pre-naked text. All of a sudden, we've started to diffuse the soup incident.
Right.
You know what I mean?
That's true.
We're taking the power away from the soup incident.
Justin.
Right?
God, you sound like me. It's so weird.
Shit. Look, I've been doing this for 3,000 hours, right?
Seriously.
Yeah, exactly.
Certainly, it feels like I've been listening to you for 3,000 hours.
Why don't you patronize the guests more, Justin? That's solid.
I love it.
So people in the chat room are saying, we try to pitch in and help one another out as much as possible. Both of our jobs are pretty demanding. And after being together for 15 years, we understand that one picks up slack when the other is overwhelmed and vice versa. I had a moment like that this morning.
Yeah.
I took an allergy pill, which for whatever reason made me a little drowsy in the morning. I don't feel it.
Yeah.
And then in the morning, I feel it. And it's weird because this morning I didn't get out of bed until like 7:45. And I have to be up at like 7:15 at the latest to get breakfast made and do all this stuff. Mm-hmm. And I heard Natalie moving around, but for some reason in my half stupor sleep, I thought I must be fine. Like, I don't know what's going on. And then I woke up to find out that I didn't, it was too late. And it pissed me off. Sorry about that. That's me. It pissed me off because I literally spend every morning. I mean, here's the thing. Maybe you could play this for your fantastic man.
Yeah.
The listener who sent this in is that I spend every morning taking care of everyone in this fucking house. Like every morning I get up and Natalie makes the lunches the night before, right? But I'm the one who gets breakfast going. I'm the one who says, okay, time to get dressed. Mm-hmm. I'm the one who does the teeth. I'm the one who puts the sweaters, gets all that out the door. I come home, I do snacks, I prepare dinner. You know what I mean? Like I fucking make her a cup of coffee every goddamn morning, and I bring it to her in the bathroom. Now, I'm saying...
Wait, is she taking a shit?
No, she's in the shower. That's the only time I... No, I have watched her take a shit.
Really?
But that was the only time I masturbated. Anyway...
this show.
Free. Your payment is in shit humor. That's its own. That's kind of its own version of BDSM, if you really think about it. The right? B is for bowel.
Yeah. D for duty. S for shit.
That's it. Let's see. M. Merconium. You may not know
there
that.
You go.
That
no,
is,
there
that's
you go.
The tarry stool of a newborn baby. Yep. Oh, yeah, yes. Bitches. Yeah.
We did it.
More high fives in you the studio that, tonight than
that
ever. Sound,
that
in the
sounded
history.
Like the worst Jeopardy question. Ever. What is tarry stool of a newborn infant?
Why do you know that?
Because I have children.
Yes.
Listen, I'll break this down for you, Kyle. This is what it is to be that lovely bride in there, is that I had to explain to her the biology of babies growing in her own fucking stomach.
Yeah.
I had to explain to her how to latch a child to her own breasts.
Yeah.
Things would have been, if I would have been a hermaphrodite, other than my dear love for her and need to have her in my some like sphere of influence constantly in
yes.
my world.
That, yes.
You know, I joke, the real reason why I don't want to keep doing stand-up is because I can't be away from that stupid woman in the house. I can't go away. I need, and the real reason why I'm so stressed to talk about this show all the time is because those fucking kids get in between me and that woman
seriously.
All the time.
I'll take them.
I got to get them out of there. You go. Perfect. Problem solved. Wow, we did a lot of good here tonight.
We had one more thing from the chat room, which is they loved you, Rachel.
Oh, lots of people are saying that.
Yeah. Hi, guys.
They
I
said
love
they
you
disagreed
too.
With you on the shower, but you were awesome.
That's okay. All I'm saying is if you don't ask for permission, it's really fucking creepy. That's all I'm saying.
Another guy talking about the housework says, I'm the laundry guy in our house. Underwear is tossed in the drawer like it's tossed on the floor when
Thank
in play.
You. Yes, I agree.
Well, that's
Pick
what Natalie's.
Battles.
Natalie's underwear is just kind of balled up.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Mine
like
is
it
too.
Looks like a kitten's toy.
Totally.
Especially when I'm done playing with it. But anyway.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Hey-o. So this other lady goes on to say, just appreciate that he's helping and trying. I hate my hubby. I hate that my hubby makes a mess in the kitchen when making dinner. On the upside, I didn't have to cook and was able to spend time with our daughter or run errands.
Amen, sister. And you know what? That's the best way to look at everything. If you're going to have somebody else do it, they're going to do it their own way. If you want it done your way, then you have to do it.
I would love to get your opinion on this, Rachel. I have a thing that I think could literally solve every situation in a relationship. It's going to sound a little sitcomish.
Oh my God.
But just buckle up here.
Okay, I'm buckled.
Let's say he has a certain way that he's supposed to be folding towels. Let's use that as a ubiquitous example.
Okay.
Okay. Let's say that I'll tell you what. I will promise you 3 BJs a month if you fold the towels my way. Now what we've done is we've gone silence of the lambs on this. We've done a little quid pro quo, Clarice. That's a hard one to get out.
Yeah, it is.
Quid pro, right?
It's hard.
Quid pro quo, Clarice.
Yeah.
Ooh, that
Throw
was
that
hard.
Into your theater exercises. Yeah. You are welcome.
Yeah.
Saving lives. Woo! We're all heroes in this room. And so you know what I mean? So you could, and here's the thing. He gets a little bit of what he wants. She gets her towels done the way. Everybody's making sacrifices. Her more than anyone. That's just now realizing what I said. I might have, but here's the thing. Like, what if that is the thing? And I thought of this because my fantastic stepbrother, or brother, I was helping them with the budget and everything. And this is on my first CD where he's, you know, I told them they could each have an allowance. This is how Natalie and I solved our money fights, is we put $50 in one account, $50 in another account, and then everything went into a common account to pay the bills from. But that $50 that we got each month was for us to do whatever we want. Natalie famously always overspent on Burrito Supremes, which the listeners love. And I hated because
that's why I love her.
As I said, that Burrito Supreme is more important to you than my happiness. That's what that says to me, that a 99-cent shitty food item that gives you diarrhea 2 hours later is more important. You need that in your life more than you need a smile on my face. She's a lucky lady, guys. And but my sister-in-law looked at the money. She was like, well, $50, that's not enough money. And my brother, without even a second of hesitation, goes, I know how you can make some extra money. And his plan was he was going to take his $50 a month and pay it to his wife for sexual favors. Now, at first thought, I might be thinking what all of you in this room are thinking, like, that is not okay. But then you give it another second. If she, much like if you ask permission to enter the shower situation, right?
Yeah.
If she is game, this is a perfectly legal transaction. It's not really prostitution if it's your wife because it's common funds, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I think this could, my brother stumbled upon a little bit of a five languages-esque breakthrough.
I agree.
Right?
That's like a gift.
Yeah. It's a, you know, you say, here's a little something for you, and we're exchanging goods. It's going back to the bartering system of beaver pelts. That is a well-placed pun.
That was a very well-placed pun, sir.
But, I mean, can you see a situation in your expertise where this, like, snowballs out of control in some way?
Justin, I've seen every situation
ever. Oh, really? Oh, wow. Hold on. Somebody in the chat room just said, property folded towels aren't worth that much. I'm not working out the economics of the situation, okay? All right, maybe. What? I don't know what your blowjobs are worth, okay? I'm just saying there's a difference in different states. I don't know.
And how good you are.
Right, exactly.
If they're shitty, then, you know.
Is there such a... Listen, I'm so inexperienced.
Yes.
Yeah?
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
Okay. Yes.
Listeners in the chat room, is there such thing as a shitty blowjob?
No, don't break our chat room. It's finally worked the whole show.
That's true. Were there any calls?
No, there wasn't any calls.
Oh, my God.
That's what I love about the calls is that I set up this system so I have a monitor that I could never miss the phone calls, and now no one has called into the show. No one has called in at all.
Way to go, people.
Yeah, I did it. I nailed it. All right. So anyway, back to you. I was asking you if
you can exchange money for blowjobs.
No, I was asking you if you thought this could escalate out of control in some way, shape, or form.
Yes.
How?
How?
Yeah.
Well, paying your wife for sexual favors?
Yeah.
I mean, it depends. Like, honestly, it probably depends on your relationship. I think that if you have the type of relationship where you can goof around and be like, hey, I'll let you have my allowance this month if you blow me in the shower today.
Yeah.
And that's funny for you and like you love it, then fucking go for it. But if you're the type of person that's like, that's prostitution, that's offensive.
Or even that, you know, like, let's say she does that. Uh-huh. And then you go, you know what? That wasn't worth the 50.
Yeah, you have usually a transaction. Well, this is what I'm saying. It creates win-wins in both ways. Is that what is usually a transaction in a seedy motel in some downtown Vegas area where it's like, listen, let's be honest. That was all I got is $15. Ha ha, joke's on you. But then at the same time, you get to raid the wallet. If he's passed out from the fantastic job you did, I think you also can rob them.
There you go.
Much
that's
like
true.
The real, you know what I mean?
Like the real thing.
Go full-blown role-playing.
Yeah.
Role-play prostitute that steals money after sexual favor.
Right. Give him everything he wants and everything he doesn't want, all in the same experience. You know what I mean?
Like I say to all my couples, everything is so different between every couple. Any couple that comes into my office has such a different situation. Some people have sex like 3 times a day. I kid you not. I had a couple that have sex 3 times a day, 7 days a week.
I've had it 3 times during this podcast.
Really?
Yeah.
Congratulations.
God, how did I miss that?
It's that big. We had to run conduit.
It's at his house.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We ran conduit up to it. And so it's right now Luna is just bouncing on especially. Listen, I had to get a paddle bit to put on my impact driver. That's a fantastic court. Me and Tom are the only ones with hard-ons right now. And so what you do is you just put like a spade bit, more bit, you know, inch and a half. I had to double down for his girth.
Thank you.
I put it right in down. And you know how that column goes where they put the hydraulic pump in an office chair? I had to retrofit that. I pulled that out.
Wow.
Just put a solid piece of ABS, 3-inch OD.
Can I use him for my dissertation study?
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
Why do you think I'm swiveling back and forth the entire time?
Yeah.
Just to give her a little different angle.
Yeah,
you know
just
what I mean?
Different angles.
It's like that rabbit situation, whatever that does. I don't know. I just said a word.
That's not what rabbits do.
And I'm waving like a prom queen.
He's waving like Cinderella at Disneyland right now.
Yeah,
right.
But my hand is in a vagina, and it's a fake penis.
Wow.
Yeah, isn't that what this?
Yes, that's what that represents.
This is what I imagine.
Ladies, if you're listening, it that would hurt.
That would hurt.
Yes,
well, not the whole hand.
Are you fisting her right now?
No, that's aggressive. I mean, this is
his
lovely.
Hand is
this
an
is
imaginary.
Dainty.
It's a lovely fisting.
It's more of like a, I feel like it's handing. Fisting is aggressive.
Handing.
Handing is what you do when you make love. You know what I mean? That is a passionate fisting.
Wait, did people respond to the prostitution thing?
Hold on.
Or to the blowjob,
to the blowjob?
All the people said was, I agree. Clean dishes on the other hand. Oh, so here's what came in on the chat room. Properly folded towels aren't worth that much. And then they immediately said, clean dishes, on the other hand. So that clean dishes are worth 3 blowjobs a month.
Things are totally different for people. Like, I don't mind doing laundry.
There's an exchange
rate. I hate doing dishes. So, like, I would definitely exchange things for dishes. But not laundry, because I do it.
Uh-oh. Kyle.
I've been missing out on so much.
Exactly. You're welcome, Kyle. We're saving lives. So I want to go back to this. Let's go back. And I know you can't obviously, you know, go into too much specifics, but let's say, because here's what I think. This is what I think are Denver Drew and Mrs. Denver Drew. This is their problem. Yeah. Was that, were they coming to you saying it's, we're having sex three times a day and that's a problem for us?
Yeah. I mean, there's people who have sex a lot, like a lot. And it can be like very overwhelming because when you get used to three times a day, if you go down to like one, you feel like you're in a drought. You're like, fuck, we only did it once my today. God.
To quote my wife, I couldn't even imagine.
That was our first that was our first podcast we did together. You told me, you're like, my wife, I asked my wife if we could have sex every day. And what was my response? It was like, are you fucking kidding me?
No, you said, how did that go? You said, and how did that go?
Ridiculous. And I have clients who have sex like once every 6 months and they're happily married. You know, it's really... It totally depends on the couple, and there's no right or wrong, or it's just different.
I think that also what kind of I find that creeps into it is the idea of there's like a societal pressure. Like, I like to joke about how little sex I'm having, but it's also the nature of my job, too. That, but like, honestly, I don't like, here's the thing. I thought about this while I was flying home, because obviously when I leave home for 4 or 5 days, all I do is think about banging my wife.
Like, well, yeah.
I think about,
that has become very apparent during the course
Seriously.
Of this.
I've learned that tonight.
We all learned something about me. I think that's the point of why she came 500 miles, everybody.
Yeah.
See how I upped it by 100? I'm a hyperbolist is what I do.
I like it because I do it too.
So I recently, I go, you know what? I told her recently, I decided, I think it was actually after maybe one of the last episodes we did with you. I'm like, you know what? I'm going to take the gloves off. I'm going to be like, I told her, I said, because I don't want you to feel guilty. Okay, about the rejection. Because I know she feels bad about that a lot.
Say no if you want.
Yeah, exactly. So I say, but here's the thing. Every time it enters my mind, I'm going to make a move. Okay? But here's the funny thing is that I don't think I made any moves. Because here's the problem. When I've had two kids, the sex part of my brain has evidently become senile and it forgets.
Yeah.
Right.
For sure.
When I'm by myself during the day.
Right. You might be thinking of it at 10:15.
Yeah, exactly.
At 8:15, you're not thinking of
exactly.
it.
You're like TV show superheroes bed.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And it's funny too because, here's the thing, a smarter man than I, as many times have I joked, is when my wife comes home from work and I'm like sitting there going, she comes in and she's all lovey-dovey and I could tell she's in the mood. She's like, game on, let's do this. My first instinct is like, it's not going to make it till 9:30. Now, a smarter man than I would not watch Last Man on Earth at 9 o'clock. Smarter man than I would say, bedtime, boom, TV off, let's do this.
As soon as she walks in the house, you'd go, kids,
Or, I
mean, his kid does hide when she comes home. So
yes,
it's kind
she does.
Of just,
it's perfect.
You know, you're like, just hide for like 5 more minutes. You're welcome, Justin.
How dare you? How dare
you? 2.5?
Yes.
30 seconds.
That's why I'm saying how dare you.
Yeah.
That if she ever hears this.
I overstated.
You've raised the bar.
2 minutes is just like, oh my God.
So my point is that I guess I don't know how we even got onto this topic. I'm sorry.
Either.
Listen, this is off the rails.
I don't even know what we're talking
about.
I've
done a horrible job of driving the ship. Let's be honest with that.
It's because I'm here in person.
No. Well, yeah. And it's fun. Like, I'll be honest. I'm a little giddy. It's exciting.
We're just chatting.
Kyle's in the room. He's already read the entire articles of the Playboy.
I know. It's back on the table. With it.
I learned so much.
Oh, man. Lucky you.
I mean, to be fair, there's pictures of Shannon Elizabeth right when American Pie came out. So,
But she's not naked.
Oh, she is.
Yeah. Really? Really?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
She has really pointy nipples.
All right, everybody, stay frosty. We'll see you later. We're going to tune into our next podcast launching soon, a Playboy review from 30 years ago. We go back 30 years and we review.
I would do that every night.
We're going to talk pre-Bush, post-Bush. We're going to do, and I'm not talking about the legislation. I'm talking about the pubic hair.
speaking of sex, which we've been talking about the whole time, I wanted to tell the listeners what my dissertation topic is. Is going to be on for my doctorate.
Thank you.
Yeah, because it's really exciting, and I get to start doing the study as of this weekend.
Oh.
So I'm going to create an adult sex education program where you learn different types of sex acts, and because we have sex ed when we're like 9 and 10,
right?
And we learn what babies are, and then we actually get to the age of having sex, and nobody teaches us what to do. It's like we just assume that we're doing it right.
There's a lot of just stumbling in your entire life sexually.
You don't know. You know, you're like, is this normal? Did this happen? You talk to your friends. They're like, I don't know. You know, I lasted 25 seconds. You were 35. Good for you.
Those conversations, by the way, never happen. Never. I don't know what the girls talk about, but the guys are going, listen, I had to let her limber up again. Because it was, let's just say that I went into vaginal overtime. And I'm not talking about sudden death. I'm talking about a union, like I was getting time and a half on that poontang.
Golden.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If it was a holiday, I triple down. I do triple pay.
I'm gonna go.
Shannon Elizabeth Katz right there. Look at those pointy nipples. This is totally unfair. We can't talk about a visual thing on the show.
I told you she has pointy nipples.
I could easily go 5.5 hours with. Yeah, so it's not, you never have those honest conversations. And then here's the thing, I've had honest conversations with guys where even the details of that sound too good to be true that I'm like, yeah, fuck you. You're lying. That's bullshit.
Well, I actually get honest information from people.
Exactly,
so I do know that there are 25 and 35 seconders out there.
Really?
This is okay, though.
Right, but
here's the thing. I'll be 100% honest. My wife's and my average is probably in the 10 to 15 range.
That's the average for
most people. And my batting average for a dude is pretty solid, but it's because we've been together so long. I think it's A, we've been together so long. B, we were both kids when we got together. So we've never really been with somebody that's wild and crazy. Like, we're the wildest and craziest person that each of us have been with. So therefore, it's not like, you know what I mean? Like, it's ignorance is kind of bliss.
The average is 12 to 18 minutes. That's the average.
The average?
Yeah.
They can't disappoint each other because neither one of them knows any better.
Exactly.
Well, that's my best friend is the same. She was actually just telling us that yesterday. My best friend is the same way. She's only been with her husband.
Yeah.
And she's like, we don't know anything else, so it's great.
But they don't. Yeah. I'm curious about that. If people are pining for or have a curiosity.
For them, no. I think for other people, yeah.
I have the curiosity of what it would be like to, it's why I think guys, rich men, go on large game hunts in Africa. You know what I mean? Like, I would like the idea of hunting a vagina on the African Serengeti.
You want to?
Not in Africa, you know what I mean? But in the equivalent. You know what I mean? Like a nightclub or a bar situation. I would like to go in different environments.
Totally.
I don't want to ooch, 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 because I'm a guy who I need verbal. It's not going to be visual. You know what I mean? It's not going to be like, there's that guy. It's going
to
be,
I want to talk to that guy.
I'm going to have to verbally use my humor to hypnotize my way into the vagina. And I would like to see what kind of skills I have. You know, I would like to Liam Neeson their vaginas.
You can
use
do
my
that
particular
with your
wife. Set of kills. See, I'm listening.
Oh, now I know how to get him to stop talking.
There you go. Yes. How to get him laid.
You know, like on Modern, do you watch Modern Family?
I do.
You know when Claire and Phil on Valentine's Day role play and they pretend like they
don't
know each other?
We were talking about role playing last
time. Yeah. It's a great thing. But quickly, before we end, so I'm going to measure a couple's sexual satisfaction in their relationship.
So glad that sentence ended right.
I know.
I'm going to measure their satisfaction, then give them the curriculum that I'm going to write of sex education.
Oh, yeah.
And then measure their satisfaction of their sex life after the curriculum.
Ooh.
And if it's proven, if I can prove in clinical trials that my program works, I am going to start a company that does workshops and sex education for couples.
You already have multiple people in the chat room volunteering to sign up.
Excellent. Yeah. Send me an email.
And they are women.
Excellent.
Which just further proves that the women that listen to the show
are
the
awesome.
Hottest pieces of ass in the world.
Pretty much. You guys fucking rock.
Oh, my God.
Now, is the final oral or is it?
Come on.
Is it anal? Thank you and good night.
Good.
That's hilarious.
So I'll keep you guys posted. It's in
Please
the very.
Do.
I have my
that
first.
That sounds so cool.
First,
now
conference.
Honestly, so do you like? Do can people contact you to be a part of the study?
So
or?
It's in its. I have my first dissertation conference this weekend. That's why I'm down here in Anaheim.
Okay.
And I will do that, and then once I get it started, I'll be looking for volunteers. So absolutely.
No, correct. A thesis is what you would go for your doctorate, right?
Dissertation.
That is different.
Yeah.
So what I'm guessing is that, you know, like that show, Masters of Sex.
He's already
a doctor.
It's like that.
He's doing a thing to get into the medical journal of, you know what I mean? Like,
so mine will be published in medical journals.
It'll be a published medical study, not so much something you're doing for academics.
And it's
a,
both.
Yeah. And a show on HBO.
Yes, exactly.
Obviously.
Right.
I mean, if I get my own show out of it, like, cool.
That would be great.
Exactly. Fantastic.
Then I could counsel you on TV.
Oh,
I know.
everybody will get to see how unfortunate I am. Can't wait.
You'll be my first
They're
guest.
They're so tired of hearing it.
You and Paco will be my first guest.
Oh, no.
Well, it'll be hard to talk if you have me. You might want to just stick to Paco.
The producer will be like, Justin, shut up.
We have to mute his mic. It's a lot.
Wait, no. Here's the thing. This isn't working.
All right. Well, I think that's our show. I think we did it. We nailed it.
So.
We answered all the questions. Everybody's wanting to sign up for the sex study. So now here's the thing. I used to have all of your Twitter and everything, but I feel like it's changed a couple of times since I wrote that down. So do me a favor and our listeners a favor. Throw out, it's RachelGibbsTherapy.com. Is that correct?
Yeah, RachelGibbsTherapy.com.
Uh-huh. And so people can contact you there. You also have your Twitter, Facebook, I'm assuming there as well.
Absolutely. So Rachel Gibbs Therapy is Facebook. And then Twitter is RachelRx, which is short for relationship in psychology, therapy. So nice. Rachel RX Therapy.
And the spelling for all that is in the description of this episode.
It's the normal spelling of Rachel.
And a couple of, I don't know what that means, but that sounds like a battle you've won.
Oh, yeah.
And listeners have reached out to you. I know that have reached out to you for therapy via like Skype and video chat. How's that gone? Has that been
really
successful?
Really great. I actually have a lot of your listeners as clients now.
Really?
Yeah. Quite a few.
That's really cool.
Yeah,
a lot of kidding has happened. But I'll be 100% honest. I really am thankful because one of the greatest things about the almost completely serendipitous discovery of you on the show is that literally I was telling my mom before they came over for dinner is that she goes, so how did you meet her? I said, I never met her. I found her on Craigslist. And it was completely weird is that I sent her an email and then she sent me an email back. She goes, you know what's weird is I was on the way to work and I was listening to a Sirius show where they on satellite radio where they had a psychologist and I was thinking to myself, that would be fun to do. And then I show up to work and there's your email in my inbox.
Wow.
Yep.
And it's been kismet since then.
That's cool.
And it's like we've known each other for like,
I know, right?
38 years.
Exactly.
Yes, we've been together for a million years.
I don't know the song.
It's a theme from Family Ties.
Oh, God. Oh.
Everyone who's listening.
Justin, we just dropped the ball. We're both like, what the fuck are you
doing? Are you kidding? That's a year 20 years old. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah, exactly. You're both a lot younger than I am.
But no, to get back to my serious point is that one of the things that I wanted to do when finding a therapist to bring on the show is my hope was that I could take away the stigmatism of failure because you were going to see a therapist. That because it had helped me so much in continuing to ruin my own marriage and my own children. No, it just validated. No,
but also the stigmatism of keeping it secret and hiding it and so on and so forth. Just get it out in the open.
Yeah, and I think what it's great is that if you make it fun, as Rachel does with her fantastic sense of humor. No, seriously, is that it really kind of breaks the ice. It makes you feel comfortable. You can receive things that are really, really – I mean, we've gotten tons of emails over the years that you've been on the show. Everybody's saying, oh, it's so great. We love Rachel. Anytime I ask for feedback about anything to the show, there is always some kind of mention about how much they love the fantastic Rachel Gibbs.
Thank you, guys. It's absolutely true.
We're honored to have you.
To be here.
If you would like to send more emails about how much you love Rachel, send them to show@thedadpodcast.com.
And CC Rachel. No, I'm just...
That's true. You can do that.
That's true.
That's totally fine. You can go straight
to
the source.
Kidding.
No, I don't care. Listen, they don't have to go through me. I just thought it would be easier. And that's also how I close the show. Like the show at facebook.com/dadpodcast. Also give Rachel a like. You can follow the show on Twitter @dadpodcast. Follow me on Twitter @JustinWorsham. Follow Paco on Twitter @TheRealPacoL. And I think that's it. Everything else as far as, you know, Justin is married, Booker is single. I need everybody to subscribe to that because now that we're part of CBS Play.it.
Oh, yeah.
Now it's official.
Oh,
we've signed contracts.
Oh, boy.
And they're going to sell advertising for the show.
What?
And the more downloads we get, the more ducats that go in daddy's pocket. And we had a great listener. Yeah, exactly. We get to do Kyle's finger Johnny Manziel money move. And the other thing is I thought was really great, a fantastic listener, Greg, who actually is a friend of mine, but who stumbled upon the show, does not have children, but loves the show, did a cool thing that I really appreciated. I wanted to give him a shout out is that he went out on Facebook and said, hey, guys, I need you to do me a favor. There's this fun show, The Dad Podcast. I want everybody to check it out. He goes, I don't even have kids, and I think it's very funny.
That's
awesome.
And he
goes, I think it's helped me in my relationship and all that stuff. And then he said, here's what I'll do. If you prove to me that you subscribe to the show, I'll do a cool Photoshop thing for you.
Oh, that's awesome.
And I just wanted to say how unbelievably sweet and how touched I was, honestly. And somebody did it, and he sent them a cool thing where he took, I think, a picture of them at their wedding, but put them with a backdrop of Star Wars, and C-3PO and R2-D2 are there. But it's on, like, the promenade that Amidala and... Anakin were on when they were like teenager, like when their love bloomed or whatever.
That's cool.
And it looked amazing.
or as your son would say, R2-3PO.
R2-3PO, as Rachel learned. And then the fantastic Paco is going to tell you about another way you can help us make some money.
Hey, kids, here's what you got to do. You got to go to the Dad Podcast website and scroll right down to the bottom, and there you're going to see an Amazon banner. And click on that, it'll take you straight through to Amazon, and you're gonna bookmark that motherfucker. And then every time you go back, you're gonna buy something, and it's gonna make us happy. Just do it.
That was so much better in person.
Right? Isn't that fun? that's twice a week for me.
I get that little, I'm jealous. That I might have ditty. To come down here more.
Listen,
often.
You're more than welcome. We have a back house. You guys can come and stay. Consider your own little awkward honeymoon where there's kids running around. And,
I practiced all afternoon.
Uh-huh.
Completely different voice. Couldn't remember it when the time came. I said, Mr. Bill. Boom, and
Bill,
I went for
let's
it.
Let's do it.
Also, right. Shout out to you for my theme song, seriously.
Oh, right. Thank you very much. Thank
That's
you very
kind
much.
Of the most amazing thing I've ever heard.
That's
so
incredible.
I'd like an MP3.
Well done, Paco. Sure. Well done, Paco.
Thank you. Thank you.
Very well done. On behalf of the fantastic Rachel Gibbs and Kyle and Paco Lancini, a.k.a. M. Dooley, this is Justin Worship saying, stay frosty, everybody.